Tuesday night was New Hampshire. Last night was Rhode Island. Tonight we have New York. And with that, I mean, that's the end of the primaries. That's it right there. The 2018 primary cycle is over.
Yeah, here we are. Midterm elections.
I know. It came and went so quickly. But in New Hampshire, I don't think... Did you think we saw any surprises there? Or did you think that was basically what we thought was going to happen?
I wasn't incredibly surprised. I'm excited to see what Molly Kelly has to offer mm-hmm. against Chris Sununu. I mean, he's mm-hmm. a very popular governor. Mm-hmm. And what I'm liking so far from him is that he isn't like other Republicans where he's like jumping at the chance to like be close to Trump, yeah. at least that I've seen. So I'm interested to see how that plays out against Molly Kelly.
Yes.
There, because, you know, we've seen this entire time yeah. how Trump's influence has come into elections.
And he is governing a blue state, just to be careful, right? I mean, it went for Hillary narrowly, but it still went for Hillary. And it went for Obama twice. So, I mean, it's not like he's running, you know, governing a pretty... he's not governing, you know, Idaho or something, right? He's got to be somewhat moderate, I guess, to win over that electorate.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think he's going to be running on some of the things that he's already done. I know they just had, you know, full-day kindergarten just mm-hmm. launched in New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
But he did oppose paid family leave. Which I think Molly Kelly is planning on jumping on. So that'll be interesting to see. You know.
Yeah, interesting difference between the two. Moving on to Rhode Island, right, last night. Wasn't anything too exciting, but we saw the incumbent governor. She held her own fairly easily and was able to beat back that liberal insurgency that, you know, another Justice Democrat nominated, or sorry, Justice Democrat endorsed kind of Bernie style populism. She was able to beat that back pretty easily. And do mm-hmm. we think that's going to be maybe a preview of tonight's election in New York, right? Do we think that?
I mean, it's interesting. It's hard to say because when they go after candidates, calling them like the establishment candidate, mm-hmm. and they really like pack that on. I'm not sure if that is successful all of the time. I think there is a little bit of merit coming from people that have experience. And that's the thing about Cynthia Nixon. Like, I think it's hard for her to shake off that reputation of being an actress versus Cuomo, who's been yes. here for so long.
He is a politician. That's what he's known for, right? Cynthia Nixon will always be, I guess, it's some people, an actress. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean, even if it's they can respect her policies and can respect the way that she reaches out to voters, mm-hmm. you know, maybe even that stigma is hard for her to overcome, and voters may be skeptical of what she's yeah. able to do.
Well, the polls have it to where it looks like she probably will lose. And I think that's an interesting kind of outlook on this whole primary season in general, especially on the Democratic side, is that there have been a lot of, or at least some, kind of like anti-establishment victories, but for the most part, it's been not one way or the other, right? It hasn't been an establishment blowout or a anti-establishment blowout. We saw people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez winning and Anna Presley, but we also saw, you know, like we just said last night, Gina Raimondo and Joe Manchin, both of them easily beating back more liberal opponents. So what do you think? What do you think is the overarching narrative for the 2018 primaries?
I think Republicans are going to love President Trump. And I mean, they already have all throughout these primaries. The one who loved Trump the most was usually the one who got the most votes. Mm-hmm. So I mean, it's hard almost to watch how much they like cozy up to him. Mm-hmm. But who knows, you know, maybe in states that aren't as, you know, leaning towards one side, they may dial it back, consider like, you know, like in comparison.
Charlie Baker, for example, has not been a cozier up to Trump, but
exactly.
he still won his primary.
Exactly. But, you know, and Charlie Baker, you know, doesn't have to in Massachusetts,
yeah.
really. But It'll be interesting. And I also, you know, don't know how strong this like super liberal streak is going to be. You know, these yeah. Ayanna Presleys all around the country.
How are they going to do
because
in general
in a place
elections?
Like Massachusetts, it works.
Is there, yeah.
I, yeah, that's
like,
that's
are they going to win? Are they going to be able to win in like, you know, other states as well? Like Florida, for example.
Exactly.
Look at Andrew Gillum. He was a pretty progressive candidate, beat back the moderate establishment kind of candidate. Is he going to be able to win a swing state? I mean, if he can, that'd be a really good sign for the Bernie supporters, or the, you know, the Bernie-crats of the wing of the party. Mm-hmm. But if he loses, that's another point that the more moderate wing could make, that like, hey, look, you know, you guys had a really good candidate. You went on these platforms and yet you still lost a swing state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm unsure if swing states are ready for it.
Yeah.
If they are receptive at all.
It'd be interesting for sure. Speaking of which, so now that people are talking about, like, you know, Democrats could possibly win the Senate, and it's looking more and more possible, and I think Republicans are getting a little bit more scared, at least according to mm-hmm. the media right now. What are, like, the most important Senate races to you this cycle? Or what was interesting?
Definitely looking at North Dakota, because mm-hmm. you know, sure, there are a lot of Republicans who are in danger of losing, but we do have some Democrats in these red states. So Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, mm-hmm. Claire McCaskill in Missouri, and I'm really looking at Joe Manchin in West Virginia. Because, you know, in all three of these are, you know, they have Kavanaugh, they have to, mm-hmm. those nominations
yes.
coming up. So I'm really interested to see how the three of those come into play, especially West Virginia.
Yeah. I think it's interesting because for the polls that I've seen kind of, you know, briefly at glance, Manchin's been leading, but it's a state that Trump won by an enormous landslide. And it's a very, it's not a very diverse state. It's not a very educated state. It seems like, you know, probably the most Republican state. And yet Manchin seems to be hanging on. So I think that's going to be super interesting. And I think we're going to pull that. We're pulling that this week.
Awesome.
You know, we'll get back with this on Monday. We'll have those results. And we'll see if they can keep West Virginia, they'll definitely have a chance of taking the rest of the Senate. But if they can't keep West Virginia, I really don't see a, I don't know about you, but I really don't see a chance.